Welcome back, homies. Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's good?
What's good?
Everything is good.
Let's go, baby.
Everything is so good. All right, let's do this. Last week we had Halloween horror, spooky Reddit stories to keep you up at night. Before we determine who the fake was, who had the best costume?
Oh, Joe. Joe's costume was good.
What was yours, Winnie?
Oh, she's a cowgirl. She's so cute.
I was unforgettable.
Cowgirl.
You did. You looked
the guy from the funny movie.
Yep.
Who were you?
The robber.
That's right.
You just remember yours. That's all you cared about.
No, I remember Joe's.
Oh. Okay.
I remember mine and Joe's.
Okay, that makes sense.
Surfer, dude. Shaka bra.
Oh.
That was sick.
Dude. Oh my.
Sick t-shirt.
The way Isaiah just flicked his tongue.
Yours was fake.
No.
Was yours the fake?
I kind of
wish it was.
It is not fake.
Oh,
shit. Lynn is real.
I think it was either... I'm going to go with Isaiah. Isaiah was the fake.
I had a couple people ask me if Marley was the fake from last week's episode. Yeah. I didn't tell them, but a lot of people thought it was you. Is it you?
No.
Joseph.
You guessed it.
Oh, we didn't guess
it. Yeah, we did.
I'm actually so glad that yours is fake because that would just be such a terrible position to be in.
Yeah.
Her pushing the little bro and he dies. Thank you.
I remember a little 13-year-old girl.
I was like,
tell the truth.
Had the ChatGPT idea and I was just like, is this too bold? Is this too much?
It's never too much.
I mean... I don't know. If the listeners didn't know, they didn't know. So.
Yeah, they obviously
you did good.
You got sunburned, bro. Pretty good.
Come on, dude.
Why are you bringing it up? Huh?
Like, don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
There's frenzies, all right?
No, I can't just say it, bro.
Yeah, I didn't put the sunscreen on. Sorry, Chasen.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, I'm fine.
Freaking... Oh.
Am I okay?
Yeah,
are you?
I feel great.
Okay.
I feel like I'm sunburned like that too, though. Like all the time.
Yeah.
You are. Let's get into it. This week we have fake friends on Reddit. Best of Reddit.
I love it.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You won't?
I'm not afraid.
All right, here we go.
So bold.
I'm a bold girl.
It's on ChatGPT. I saw it.
It is definitely on Am I the Asshole? On Reddit.
Klutzy Spend 7837.
Shout out.
Am I the asshole for excluding my obese friend from rock climbing? There's this new rock climbing center that just opened up at the mall. My 17F group of 8 friends were in town when I suggested we go try it out. However, when we got there, one of my friends was pulled aside and told to weigh herself. She's technically obese, and they told her that she couldn't participate since she weighed too much for the harness. She was extremely upset by this and started crying. She then asked the rest of us if we could do something else instead. However, everyone else really wanted to try rock climbing, and we didn't want to miss about because of one person. I said we could hang out with her after we finished, but she just went straight home. The next day, she texted us saying that we were fake friends for abandoning her and making her feel excluded for her weight. She said I was selfish for even suggesting rock climbing without considering her weight because I'd assumed that she weighed enough for the equipment. I told her that it wasn't our fault that she wasn't allowed in, but she said the rest of us should have stood by her. Am I the asshole?
Sheesh. First of all, shout out to you. You literally had fake friends in the story. Nice. She called them fake friends. I love it. That's legit. Good. That's great.
I know. I'm amazing.
I was a real shout out. Like,
thank
just
you.
Yeah.
I did my research.
That's right. Before I jump in on this, I have thoughts. What do you guys think?
I think yes. I feel like if you really wanted to do it so badly, like, just come back another day when she's not hanging out with you. You know? Like, I don't think that they should have just been like, oh, no, sorry, we're gonna still do it. I think it's rude.
Her and all those friends suck.
So everyone sucks in this situation?
No. Not the chick that couldn't participate.
Okay.
I get where the girl was saying, though, like, we didn't know initially
Yeah, right.
that, like, that was gonna happen. Right. So that was kind of like something weird that I thought the girl that couldn't participate said. Like, you should have known I couldn't have done it anyway. Like, that's hard to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you go there and someone can't do it. I would for sure be like, oh, okay. Like, no, let's not do it then. Like, let's do something we can all do.
Why are you smirking?
Yeah, seriously.
Why are you?
Is this, you're like, is this your story? You left a friend?
But I would. No, I'm like thinking, am I an asshole? Because, okay, here's my reasoning though. There's 8 of them. And they all are really excited to go rock climbing. They all go. They're literally there to pay and like get ready to get suited up. Like, that's exciting. You got all your friends together. You want to rock climb. And one of them can't. If it's me, I am jumping through hoops here. You have half of the girls wait with her on the couch, sitting, maybe eating some snacks, having some fun with soda, drinking, while the other half are rock climbing. And then you switch. She didn't have to go home. Rock climbing's what, an hour possibly of an activity? Let's try and like make this work. Because they're all there to rock climb. And it does sound fun. This is just a different perspective, everyone. Would I have done that? I don't know.
I love that you're like, I don't know what I'd do in that situation.
Well, I really don't. But
you just told us what you would jump through hoops. Well, that's
I would try to. Because, yeah. Like, if everyone wants to stay, and I feel like I low-key would want to rock climb too. Like, that's so fun. And one girl can't, which sucks. Like, I get it. Like, that's so sad. So I wouldn't want her to feel left out. So how can we make it to where, like, we're still, like, hanging out?
That's all fine and dandy. But where it gets tricky, or where it's like, she had to have known. I think she would have, because
I wouldn't.
Maybe if she knows anything about rock climbing at all, then there's a chance that she would know. If she's done it before, she would know. This doesn't sound like a person that's like mildly overweight. Like, this isn't a person that's like, you know.
Yes or no.
Yeah, this is like she exceeded the weight limit to be put into a harness and rock climb.
No, because here's the thing. They have never gone rock climbing because she said there's a new rock climbing center that just opened up at the mall. My 17F group of 8 friends were in town when I suggested we go try it out. So this is their first time. Then 8 it talks friends. About the friend gets pulled aside and she says she's technically obese. So that to me feels like, like, yeah, she's overweight, but she's not, like, absolutely, in, like, humongous.
I'm telling you that she has to be pretty big to be disqualified from being put in a harness.
But here's the thing. If she is that big.
That's true.
If she is that big and your friend is like, let's go rock climbing. You're not sitting there like, yeah, I want to go.
That's
like
the point that I was trying to make.
So you think it's her fault?
No, it's that. She had to hype herself up to even go. Like, she had to, like, she had to be like, like, I can't climb a single rock. Like,
right.
And she's like, yeah, gang, I will go with you guys if that's what you guys want to do. I would rather do any number of things than rock climb, but I will go with you, friends.
But technically, she wasn't with that mentality because soon as she went home because she couldn't rock climb.
Babe. Because she's in the middle of the mall, got told she's a...
Oh, bitch, you're too fat. You can't go.
Well, she literally was crying. It's not like, oh, guys, like, yeah. I'm too big. Like, you guys just do it. Like, whatever. Yeah, like, yeah. She literally was, like, emotional about
she's
it.
She's in high school. She's, like, seniors or seniors. That's terrible.
I don't think she's as big as you're claiming.
Because, like, the body mass or index or what, like the BMI scale, you know, like will tell anybody and they're overweight.
Obese, yeah.
Literally.
I'm obese on our like high tech scale.
Right.
But I can go rock climbing.
Yeah. And you look fantastic.
No, but the point is that I'm technically obese and I can go.
Right.
That's the point that I'm making. So she's not just.
We need to look up
how. Like a harness has got to be like 500 pounds. Like
yeah, I'm Googling right now.
Google how like heavy, like what's. Heavy. What's the weight that you can't, like, participate?
I feel like they gotta be able to carry, like, they're at least gotta be able to carry, like, a couple thousand pounds just because it's...
A couple thousand pounds?
Well, think about it.
You think she's 1,000 pounds?
But, like, most...
No.
Babe, no.
No, it's like, I'm thinking, like...
They're gonna be strong enough to hold the
maybe 300 pounds, 350 maybe? I'm just guessing, but I'm about to find out.
The thing is, too, is like the harness, but also there's people on the bottom that are like your weight, like that are, so there's like the person that has like the rope that you're attached to is like strapped in and it's in like a little pulley. Yeah. So like, yes, huh?
Guys, this is like an indoor rock wall.
Like one you're thinking of center. Like at Freestone Rec Center.
Yeah, right? that's what it is.
Yeah.
So there's not another person?
No. I've seen.
No.
There is. I mean, it depends I think on if there it's always like a legit is.
Rock climbing. Oh, wait.
It's in a
there
wall.
Is. There's but a, the workers, there's a, no.
Yeah,
the
workers. Yeah, so
there's always a person that's controlling the, like, the slack on yeah, the harness. The workers, always.
If there's four of you, I remember if there's four of you going, it's just one of you.
What?
Like, there was no one help. There was the one person helping all four of us.
We clearly know nothing about rock climbing.
Yeah. So if there's one person helping multiple people, they're like, and if they have someone that...
What's the
more
limit?
Overweight than
the ones it's not that you clear. Go to like that are in the mall and stuff?
Those things up there that you're attached to, they're actually like help kind of pull you up with it. Like if
you, oh, I get you.
You see, like when you go down very slowly,
right?
Because it has a lot of like okay. It's barely not pulling you up.
It's saying okay. So it says, is there a weight limit to indoor climbing? There are no weight restrictions for bouldering and roped climbing. But the recommended approximate weight limit, 250 pounds. Most harnesses have a weight limit around 300 to 350 pounds.
Okay. Case in point.
Yeah.
Like the friend group. This is my thinking.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Just
yeah.
give me literally 20 seconds here.
Okay.
If you have a friend that is that size, like you're aware of it.
Yeah.
You are. You like you have to be conscious of it. I don't care if it's a group of eight friends. Like you would be thinking, rock climbing would be so fun, but our obese friend, this might not be the best activity for her. Like you can't not think that. She's not off the hook. She can't be like, "Oh, I didn't know."
Yeah.
Going into it, you had to know that if she's that big, that's a problem.
I disagree. If there are seven other friends that want to go rock climbing, and they're including her because they love her and they want her to come, right. And who knows? I literally would not have even thought like, oh, I wonder if Becky is going to hit the weight limit on this activity we're doing. Like, no. Like, if I'm going to Disneyland, do you want to be obese going to Disneyland? No. But you go anyways because Disneyland's freaking fun. And you die because it's really hard.
But they're not going to tell you no. Like
on the rides, sometimes you can't go on if you're obese.
What rides?
I don't know.
But
you're talking like you know.
Rides. Like this is like the one activity that they're doing. It's not like, oh.
Yeah, true. Okay.
But
my point is I feel like the responsibility is more on the obese friend than the friends that wanted to go rock climbing. If she would have thought it through, she would not have gone to the activity.
Agree to disagree.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
because fair. I think that if you're coordinating that event, if it was me, there's just no possible way I wouldn't have thought of it. Like, she's probably not going to enjoy this. Even if she is able to do it, it's probably going to be really freaking hard. If I got invited to go rock climbing tomorrow, I'd say no, because that shit's hard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
But okay,
it's like inviting like someone super healthy to go to McDonald's with you.
Perfect. Here's my thing. I'm saying, let's say you have four girls, you're all hanging out, and you start talking about, dude, we should try that rock climbing place down at the mall. Blah blah blah. Yeah, let's do it. It'd be so fun. Let's invite the group. Let's invite the squad. So then you invite everyone. You're not gonna exclude the obese friend because that's a jerk move.
Right.
But if there are multiple girls that want to go, but you want to include everyone because you think it'd be fun to go as a huge group, there is no asshole behavior in that. I'm sorry. There is not. Yes, Joe.
I'm sorry, but it's just very obvious that you didn't have any obese friends.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And it becomes a part of everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's a
Did
thing.
Did you guys?
I felt like, no, I don't think I did.
No, but I get what you're saying, Joe. True, like you're constantly thinking about that person, considering them in whatever activity might be going on.
You can't. It's like it factors into everything. And
And if you're homies with them, you don't want to do that.
That's the thing is, like, where my mind went at first was, like, I feel horrible for that girl because her whole group of friends can go and frolic on the rock wall and she's like, nope, sorry, you literally were saying no, you cannot do this because of you.
I know.
That's gut-wrenching, and she's like, okay, cool, I'm just going to go get a bag of Doritos and hang out in the waiting area and wait for people to finish. No, she's like, I'm going to go home and cry and eat a pint of ice cream and never recover from this.
Or she's not. Definitely. That's kind of stereotypical, Joe.
Oh, you're being so confrontational with me.
Joe.
It's hard. I think it makes it harder because it's a huge group of girls. If it was only like two or three, then 100% wait, like, don't rock climb. But if it's like you get, I know how much work it takes to coordinate getting everyone to come and to just get there and like everyone's buckling up, getting harnessed, and she can't. It's like, okay, everyone, take your stuff off. Let's go outside. Let's go to Applebee's. Like,
great.
Hey, oh, you're too fat for this? Okay, well, we might hit you up later. We're going to go.
No, I do think that's the wrong approach. That's why I thought it would be better if, like, half leave or be with her at, like, the waiting area.
I just feel like it's devastating. Like, it's like she's not going to... I would never hang around if that were me. I'd be like, deuces. I would also try to let them off the hook and be like, hey, I get it, guys. Like, it's not your fault. Have fun.
Aww.
Yes, she's the asshole. Final decision.
Yeah, three against
majority.
One.
But why is she just the asshole? It should be. It's either all of them or. Yeah.
No, I said it was all of the. Friends.
I guarantee you, there. I mean, all the seven that were left, they didn't all make posts. But I guarantee you, some of them were like, "Dude, should we be here? Like, this feels wrong."
That's how I would feel. Though it's a dagger to the heart. So
big dagger.
I get it.
In front of all her friends in high school.
Yeah, that sucks.
You would have to, and I just think she would have to feel set up. She would have to feel like not only was that excruciatingly embarrassing for her, but like her friends are literally, they're just like, deuces, have a good day. Sorry, you can't get on here. Yeah. That's why she called them fake friends. Like, it feels like they're the douchers in this story.
It is sad when she says, can we do something else instead, guys? Because she asks, she's crying, and then she asks the rest of us if we could do something else instead.
That makes me sad.
Like, if I heard...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if she, like, said that when she was crying and no one else wanted to go,
I would be like, yes, no. Yeah. I would, like, all of my, like, I would never even want to have a friend that considered no.
Well, if we're in that situation, Whitney. But it's like, no, but I just
proving,
feel like...
You're proving that you would actually care.
Okay, like, here's the thing, though. I'm trying to have a different perspective as well. Because if we're all just saying she's the asshole, then there's no conversation to be had. So I'm not like a total asshole, you guys, I promise. But it is like, I can see both sides. Well, so the majority vote is she's the asshole. And they should have left with her and done something else. And next time, just be more aware of the activity you plan.
Yeah, it's just consider the group. This one comes from Am I the Devil?
Oh.
That's so crazy. Yeah, it was originally posted on Relationship Advice, and this one's a doozy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Buckle up. The title is, Should I, 26M, reach out to my former best friend, 25M, after trying to ruin his life? In my late teens, early 20s, I was a nightmare. I was obsessive and full of abandonment issues, a total basket case. After getting off of social media for the entirety of the pandemic, I was able to do a lot of work on myself, and now I have reached a place of peace. I have a loving relationship and am finally on a path to financial independence. I don't feel as insecure as I used to, and I don't have the same obsession I once had with the idea of perfect friendships. Or so I thought. When I was at university, there was a straight man that I was friends with for the first 2 years of my study. I was obsessed with him and manipulated him and the people around him to force him to be closer to me or be isolated. When he decided to stop being friends with me, I had a meltdown, and I have not even allowed myself to look him up in the past 4 years. I went on to completely separate him from his friend group and even broke him up with his girlfriend. I did not tell any lies, but I manipulated the truth and omitted my own faults to try and stamp him out until he saw that I was the only person that would be loyal to him. This did not work. He accepted that he had to start over and left our friendship, and despite the reputation I tried to give him, he managed to succeed in friendships and relationships without me. This devastated me, and I had to go to therapy to figure out why I was trying to harm the person that I wanted. Many revelations later, I was permitted to stop seeing my therapist. I don't know what has happened or changed, but I recently found his contact saved in my email, and instead of deleting it like I know I should, I added it to my phone. I want to message him. I want to talk to him again, but I feel all the same bursts of emotion I used to when I first started talking to him all those years ago. This terrifies me because I thought I had gotten past all of that, and now I'm wondering if I truly dealt with my problems regarding obsessive thinking. I don't know what to do. Please help me figure it out. I don't know if I should try to reach out and try and rekindle our friendship or if I should accept that he is out of my life forever. I am happy in my current relationship and I have told my boyfriend about him, but not that I have found his contact info again. I know that he is not interested in me, but our friendship before I became obsessed was genuinely an extraordinary experience, one that I wish I could recover.
Bro, no.
No.
Delete it. Oh my goodness. That's like scary.
Like
sketch.
No, can you imagine? That made me legit sketched out.
Yeah, like I felt of
just
yeah.
general friendships. It's like you never know who's just like gunning me. For you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
literally.
I probably sucks. Have a few of those actually.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
I mean, it's like you guys right here. Like, yeah. Your guys' relationship. Are we gunning friendship.
For each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all based in love.
But it's love.
Yeah, we're actually in love.
It's like yeah. the...
And we're sister-in-laws, so that's gross.
Yeah.
That's so weird. It's illegal.
No, it's illegal?
Is it?
No.
Know.
It's not. No, it's not. We we're can not totally blood. Be obsessed with each other.
Dude, that guy sucks.
That yeah, guy you can sucks.
Just
I would love to hear the other dude's side of this.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And if he knew, like, do you think he even knew that his friend was just obsessed with him? Like, wanted yeah. him that way.
Oh, yeah.
You would think mm. so, but he doesn't even... I feel like he would say if there was, like, beef between them and that kind of thing. But yeah. he doesn't.
All he said was that, I know that he is not interested in me, but our friendship before I became obsessed was genuinely an extraordinary experience. And it sounds like his friend was straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His friend was straight.
Yeah.
So obviously he's not. He wouldn't be interested in
right
you know, or rekindling the friendship after you tried to ruin the homie's life.
Right. I wonder if he knows that though. I know. We know that he knew that he was into him, but I don't know if he knew about like the manipulating and like how he was like getting everyone else out of his life on purpose. So it was just him.
I don't. What was not clear in reading it was if he knows that the friend was gay. I don't know if he knows that. I think that he was able to, just like you said, identify that he was being manipulated and that this dude was working his way into his life.
I feel like he had to have known that he was gay.
All, like, what he refers to is breaking up him and his girlfriend, trying to make the guy lose friendships so that he had to rely on him. Like, and this dude, through therapy, had to be like, yeah, I did that. Like, I decided that I was going to manipulate and like twist things for people mm-hmm. so that they thought less of him so that he would be like closer to me. That is freaking bananas.
That's bananas. So scary.
And because he like puts it all out there like in the story too, like you know that he's like been through that process of like going to therapy, that like he has like identified that all, because he's just like, I like literally did this.
Yeah.
And which also makes it even worse that he wants to reach out. Because even if you're trying to apologize, like, I'm sure that friend, like, as soon as he saw, like, his contact or whatever, like, literally, like, all this trauma comes flooding back, you know, like, even, I mean, maybe the other guy's, like, gone through therapy, too, and, like, and then that just, like, is so triggering.
Yeah, I don't know.
It rekindled his fire.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
He's like,
oh, it rekindled his obsession, and it also, like, I mean, he clearly is longing for connection. So the boyfriend he has right now, they clearly don't have that, like, connection that's, like, fulfilling. Or else, I don't know why he would, like, want to...
care so much.
Yeah. But I do think there's probably... I think there might be some mental health issues in there for sure.
No question.
But I was just thinking, though, like, look, the good guy, right? The friend.
The victim.
The old victim. Yeah, thank you. The victim. What if this dude reaches out and this victim really didn't even really know what actually was going on?
Right.
So he hears from him. He's like, what's up, man? Like, yeah, let's go get lunch.
Swerve.
It's like, then what's going to happen?
I mean, yeah, it would be a nightmare scenario. Like, I don't think that the victim would respond to anything.
You don't?
No, because 4 years of nothing, and OP says that he didn't even look the dude up in 4 years. So.
My question is, how does all his contact saved in his email?
That I'm not familiar enough with.
I know, that doesn't make sense. Like, is it just his other guy's email? Or is it like, it sounds like sounds even like a phone number? Story, Joe.
Oh, maybe, but it's not. No, but it.
I think that there's like different fields in Gmail. I know I have like contacts in my email of people that I've emailed before, right. But it would make sense that you could like add more info. I'm just legitimately, I don't use my email like that. You guys want to hear the most upvoted comment?
Yes.
The commenter is replying to this portion of it. It's, our friendship before I became obsessed was genuinely an extraordinary experience, one that I wish I could recover. This guy says, the problem is that this was always what it was about, what you wanted. You had obsessive tendencies. They spiraled to a depth of toxicity and abuse that is honestly kind of staggering. And despite being forward, I feel you downplay, like you claim you didn't lie, but that feels like a really weak semantic argument to me. And here you are, that same tingle of longing, and again, revolving around what you want, despite knowing full well rationally that nothing good comes of this. Yeah. So yeah, go back to therapy. That is what therapy is for. You were like an alcoholic that found a bottle in their pantry and instead of throwing it out, has put it in their pocket and is now working themselves up over it.
Yes.
That is freaking gold.
Wow, yeah. That was good.
And be aware that not only will you probably hurt that old friend, but you will also mangle your boyfriend if you go down that path again. Preach! That was good.
No, literally, 100%.
Yeah. Because the boyfriend knows the whole situation, and then if he finds out that like he texted him or emailed him or whatever. Bad.
Okay, so yeah, that comment was golden. That was exactly what it was. I love that he said you're like an alcoholic that found a bottle.
Yeah.
And literally. You're getting yourself worked up over it, just toting it around.
Actually, though,
that's a very good analogy. Go back
to therapy, delete the freaking number, and go connect with your boyfriend.
This one is from, am I the asshole for staying in a hotel while my friend was trapped overnight inside the airport? My best friend and I, 20F, recently went on a trip to the UK. I actually have a UK passport since my dad is British, but my friend had to get a UK visa. We were supposed to take two flights, one that would arrive in France and a connecting flight that would fly to the UK. However, the second flight ended up being canceled. The next available flight wasn't until 2 p.m. the next day, so we would have to wait around 17 hours. The passengers were allowed to stay in nearby hotels for free. However, this didn't apply to people like my friend, who wasn't legally allowed to leave the airport because she didn't have a visa for Europe. Instead, she had to stay within a specific area of the airport that had these bright ceiling lights that would stay on 24/7. There was construction nearby, so there was this extremely loud drilling noise every so often. All the available seats were taken by other passengers, so my friend had to sleep on the floor. Plus, earlier that day, water got spilled on our phone chargers, and her phone was only at 40%. I had the option to stay with her, but I chose to go to the hotel instead. She was furious with me, accusing me of being a fake friend. She told me she was scared of being alone in a creepy, unknown place and wanted me there to comfort her. And I assured her that I'll be back by the morning. She said I was acting selfish for not even spending one night with her. But I hadn't gotten any sleep in over 24 hours, and I didn't see why both of us had to suffer. Am I the asshole?
That's like the same situation as Whitney's, kind of, like, in a sense.
It's messed up.
I think that's super messed up.
She's in a place she doesn't know.
Country, like, that's not just a mall.
That's
a whole nother level.
I mean, honestly, I feel bad for both friends, but the friends should not have gone to the hotel. She needed to stay there. That does suck that she would have had to stay there too.
Yeah.
That does suck. But she should have done that.
Oh, this kills me. You know why?
Why?
Because just a month or so ago, I was traveling and we were on standby, a group of four, and only three of us got standby tickets. There was one guy of our group that couldn't get on the flight. And I was so conflicted. It was our flight home, too, from the trip. So it was like, the next flight was like 4 hours later, which that sucks.
Oh, sucks.
But like, I was like, what do I do? Like, do I go home on a Sunday, like earlier to my family? Or do I stay with this guy that's like my friend and like save him from being alone for 4 hours? I'm literally pitted between
I bet.
Staying with him or coming home and being with my wife and daughter.
Right.
And I chose to come home, and I felt sick, bro. I sat down on the plane, and he was very encouraging. He's like, dude, just go. Go be with your family. It's all good. I'm fine. I'll be getting on the flight in 4 hours, blah, blah. I, like, sat down and in the plane, and I got emo. Like, I legit was like, I'm a bad friend. I can't believe that I just left this guy, like, by himself. And anyway, that's what it made me think of is, like, at first I thought, oh, dude, I would want so badly to go to the hotel and get some good rest. But in that situation, it's way more severe. Like, it's not you're getting on a flight in 4 hours. You're staying there. Imagine we went to Atlanta. Like when we were leaving Atlanta, remember that airport? That airport is freaking huge, busy, bustling. I can't imagine being like, all right, bro, I'm going to go to sleep, like have a good nap.
On the floor. 17 hours.
So, yeah, it's not even a nap. You're going to wake up and then still have like a full day to just like... Yes. Look around.
She can't leave.
No phone. So well, if something does happen.
She definitely buys a charger. She had to have bought a charger.
True.
Way to start a trip. Just being pissed at each other.
I'd be pissed at my friend.
Like if that happened to me traveling to South Africa, I would be so scared.
Oh yeah.
Horrible.
The only place I've ever been is Arizona. Like and like Utah. California. You know, California. Like
right.
An hour into Mexico, it's pretty much America, like the States. Then you go and you're just like, people have different accents and just so you're like, oh, what's going on?
At least, well, I guess that's true in France. I'm sure like a fair amount of people speak English because they take so many years of it in school, but like
mostly just speaking, like you walk up to someone that is speaking French, you're like, oh.
All the conversations around you, you're just like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah. It's not like you're going to start chumming it up with anybody.
Yeah, like, I mean...
So sad.
Yeah, we've all seen Taken 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, we have.
I haven't.
Have you seen Taken?
Those are not classic. 1?
Taken 1?
Wait, describe it to me.
You would know.
What?
Brother.
Is it like the girl?
What's the famous line? Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, and that's how he tracks him down.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. Do you know who that is? Mm-mm. You're such a child.
No, she definitely does. If she saw
I'm sure you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, Taken, his daughter goes on a trip abroad. Yes. And
okay. I have seen it.
Taken.
Yep. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
I feel like you're so... Because
I remember this one scene where they're in, like, the apartment or flat or whatever.
Yes.
And there's, like, the little... She has, like, a little phone. Someone has a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that I have seen.
Like, they got her. They took her or something like that.
Daddy, I'm scared. Hey, Daddy.
Save me. I'm coming. I don't know what he says, but he's a gangster. Yeah, he's like, he's what we all want to be as dads.
Right.
Yes.
So, and just humans.
Well, true.
Yes.
Except for he's fake.
That's true.
Speaking of fake.
It's not me.
Could have been me. Could have been you.
So, mine is also from Am I the Asshole? Are we all Am I the Asshole today?
We are.
From Am I the Devil in relationship.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Am I the Asshole for being called a fake friend when I'm trying to keep the peace? I, 26 female, am suddenly the villain in my friend group and I don't understand why. I've always been one to avoid drama, keep things smooth, and make sure everyone's happy. If Jess is mad at Katie, I'll agree with her to calm her down, but when Katie complains about Jess, I'll agree with her too. To me, it's just being neutral and keeping the peace. I'm not trying to start problems, but somehow it turns into a huge issue. It all blew up when Jess and Katie figured out I'd been agreeing with the both of them during fights. Jess called me two-faced and fake, saying she can't trust me anymore. Then came the vacation disaster. I told Lily I'd help her plan a trip, but when Maggie said she couldn't afford it, I told her I might not go either to make her feel better. Now they're both mad at me for leading them on and being inconsistent. It doesn't end there. Jess went off again after overhearing me complimenting her boyfriend after she had been ranting about him. Now she's saying I lie to everyone and stir the pot. My friends have all ganged up on me, calling me manipulative and toxic because I'm not brutally honest with everyone. I don't get it. I've only ever tried to avoid fights and keep things calm. I thought being a good friend meant protecting people's feelings, not causing more drama with the truth. So am I the asshole for just trying to keep everyone happy and being accused of being fake?
I think that's hard because I feel like I catch myself doing that sometimes too. Because, but I think no matter what situation it is, you kind of can see, like, okay, I get where you're coming from. I get, like, but then she also kind of has to be like, I get where you're coming from, but this is why maybe you're wrong. But this is like, but you also could be right because of this. I don't know. That's just hard.
I think, I mean, I've definitely been put in that situation many times as well. So you're not the only one. I think we all have at one point.
I think it's just a matter of de-escalating, right? Like you can de-escalate without like totally being fake or like siding with either friend. You can be like, yeah, I didn't think that was very cool what she did, but it'd be a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
You are very good at de-escalating the situation.
Yeah, just trying to be like, look, let's like take the emotions out of this and just look at it. Like, it would have been better if she didn't act that way, but everything's fine. Like, we're still going to do our, like, group date. Sorry. Examples are dumb. But there's that. But the opposite is like, I can't believe her. She's such a bad person, bad friend. I hate her. And then she goes to that person and is like, yeah, what she said was so wrong.
Right.
It's like, there's a line. Yeah. You can de-escalate without being, like, fake.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing, though, is, like, if your friend group is that toxic with each other, you guys should not be friends anymore.
Like they got some problems.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Friendship should be pretty easy. You shouldn't be, like, having to go between people.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I've noticed the more girlfriends I have, it's a lot easier to, like, get trapped in that situation. Right. But the less girlfriends...
Less is more.
You're saying quality over quantity?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You just don't have friends that are girls.
Well, I can't have friends that are guys because that's kind of inappropriate. I'm married.
It's so. As long as you don't kiss them, you can have friends.
Or hug them.
Or rely on them to emotionally connect.
Right.
Or
become obsessed with them and ruin their life.
Yeah. Or become a Lynn and...
Watch them shower.
And I'm not kissing eyeballs. Them. I'm just watching them shower.
I'm just running on all fours. Well,
Lynn was watching her husband in the shower. That's so true. Is that
and she
wrong?
Hated the husband's friend.
So well, yeah, because
that's a green flag right there.
It was the friend's. I think it was his brother.
I'm gonna talk bad about every one of my friends and get another friend to gang up on them with me. Them doing that is no different than her like. Being there for either of them. It's the exact same dynamic. Like, wait a second. This other friend is bad, right? You're like, we don't like her. Yeah.
That's so dumb.
We don't like her, right?
Like, yeah, so can we both be mad at her together?
Sure.
Although we did talk crap about them both.
Yeah. Do you know how much dirt Maria has on both of them? Maria could be like, hey, Jessica, remember that one time when you said that she's a fat pig and that you think she ate her mom?
Could you elaborate on that?
Becky would be happy with that? I don't think so.
I don't think anyone would be happy with that.
No.
I wouldn't.
She said that I ate my mom? That's so messed up. Well, that was a fun episode. Fake friends. We don't have any, but I bet it sucks when you do have some.
Yeah.
I don't have friends. I just us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout out Noelle.
Okay, Noelle's definitely my friend.
Don't be like, I don't have friends. Just Becky and Jen and Jessica
and Lynn. Don't forget Lynn.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for the support. Follow us on socials. Let us know who you think is the fake this week. Comment on the stories. Share them with your mom or friends or whoever you want.
Your mom's
mom. And we'll see you guys next week. Your mom's mom.
Oh, your grandma. Internet frenzies all three. 1, 2, 3. Frenzies. We love you guys. Stay tuned for next week. It's going to be a good one.
All right, later.